in Daf Samech Omed Aleph, Hanu Bnei Kakonoi. There was a city, Kakonoi, the Osu Lekamei de Rav Yosef. They came to Rav Yosef, Omru Lei Havlon Gavre de Liarevlon Mos. He understood that there are many complications involved to make an Erev on a city. So they asked Rav Yosef, he should send them a Gavre, that he should be Ma'arev our city. Omalei la'abaye zil orevlu. So he told Abaye, go make an Erev for them. But v'chazi, you should see, le'mitzavchi alo bebei medroshe. That means, what you'll be doing, it shouldn't be debatable, mazonet, they shouldn't scream at you at the base medrash, you did the wrong thing. Before you do anything, don't be hasty, think it over first, till you machave lamite shaltaya. Oza. So he went to the city Kakonoi, chozo lahanu boti de psichi lenaro. Let us see the Peirush Chai. This is page 129, picture 115. He saw that there were cities at the, there were houses at the end of the city which were facing the Noho. They were not facing the ear, they were facing the Noho. Yeah. So memele ozel chozu lahani boti de psichi lenare. Omo hani lehevi shia lemos. Like this, we learned in the Mishnah that a ear shall rabim needs a shia. So memele. So he thought these houses at the outskirts of the city, these will be a shia for the city. Hodar omar. Then later he started thinking. Ein ma'arvin eskulotna. We learned in the Mishnah that one is not permitted, a ir shal rabim, one is not permitted to be ma'arev eskul. You have to make a shir. Mechlal, di iboi leiruvi motzi ma'arvi. Weiss the chois, if he would have wanted to be ma'arev, he could have been ma'arev. That means that the botim that you are mishaya have to be such botim which are bar erif, that is possibly to be ma'arev, these botim. And it seems that these botim, you can't be ma'arev. Why can't you be ma'arev these botim? So I think just like we had, let's say in picture 111 or 112, if you have a chosel that's mavdol between two chatzeres, without a sulam, you cannot be ma'arev achas. You can't, since one, from one chotzer, you can't go to the other chotzer. So they call two different reshuyis. You can't make one big erev. You have to have a pesach b'neim. So over here, these houses, since the psochim were opened up to the nohel, and the back of the house, there was a wall without any psochim. So Lechayrid was considered that these houses were muvdal from the rest of the year. It's not worse than there's a mechitza that's mavdal between two chatzeres. So the mechitza sabayis was mavdal by these houses, and these houses were muvdal from the rest of the year. So Memela, how can he make that these houses should be a shir? It seems of the tnoyim of a shir is that it has to be theoretically able to be part of the Erev of the city. No, ni making a heker, you're being mishayeret. That is the heker of a ir shel rab. But if it's not able to be ma'arev, so memele, so then it's not good for a shir. So how could I use these houses for a shir? So then Abaye thought, Eli Avid Luhu Kavi. I'll make windows. I'll make windows. That's picture 116. I'll make windows in the back of the house. So if I make a window in the back of the house, so that's like you have, just like we have, if you have a mechitza, and there's a chaloin in the mechitza, so that chaloin could be ma'arev, the two reshuyas, so we have a big chaloin. So Mamela, he'll make here large windows, and that will make that it's possible that these houses would be possible to be ma'ariv with the rest of the year. Yeah. Let us see Rashi. The la'ariv moson. So Rashi says, V'ir shel rabim, V'nasi shel yochid havye, ubo yishir. So Taisvish tells Achav Rashi, the la'ariv lon moson, zog Taisvish, ma'ashe perish bekuntres, de'ir shel rabim, V'nasi shel yochid havye, lo'i bo la'afuki v'arei shel rabim, el'afuki shel yochid v'nasi shel rabim. Rashi just means to say, that it was, that it wasn't a Nir Shal Yochid in the beginning. If it was a Nir Shal Yochid in the beginning, so you wouldn't need a Shir whatsoever. I don't know. Lulei de Mistafine, perhaps Rashi is telling us something over here. Rashi is Bedavke telling us that it's Afka Ir Shal Rabim Shanash Shal Yochid. We had one Rashi in the Mishneh and one Rashi in the Gemara and Daf Nun Tesa Med Aleph. We had the Rashi says in the Mishneh as follows: Ir shel yochid v'nasi shel rabim ma'arvin eskula. So Rashi says ma'arvin eskula kevatchila. You could, even though now it's the shishim ribui, ma'arvin eskula kevatchila. Ve'ein mevoya iseo tzrichen tikun sherei hi kechot sarachas. And the mevoys do not need a tikun. That means you don't need a lechi ve'koire. Ve'rei hi kechot sarachas. So when we had learned the Mishnah, we had said that the Meiri says, the Magin the Meiri brings a raya from this Rashi also, that an ir shal yochid, there are two kulas. One kula, it's ma'arvenes kula. And the second kula is that you don't need any tikkun on the mevois. You don't need a tikkun on the mevois. It was an ir shal yochid benasi shal ra. Now, the Mefoshim say, the Keren Oire says, where did Rashi get this halacha? Like, this is epis. Where does it say in the Mishnah this halacha? The Mishnah is speaking about Eruvi Chatzeres. Where did Rashi get that you don't have to make a tikkun on the mevois? You don't have to make a lechi v'koir on the mevois. So the Keren Oire says that Rashi got it from this Bereise. The Bereise in the Gemara says, Tana Rabbono, Ir Shel Yochid V'Nasi Shel Rabim. Again, we're talking about an Ir Shel Yochid V'Nasi Shel Rabim. U'Rishus HaRabim Oiveres B'Soicha. Here we are speaking about a case that is a little different than the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about there was Nasi Shel Rabim D'Shishim Ribi, but it doesn't have to Zayin Amar. And here we are speaking about Rishus HaRabim Oiveres B'Soicha. Keitzad ma'arvin oisa, oisa lechi mikan, ekeire mikan, vekeire mikan, v'noisi v'noisim b'emtza. So the Bereise is only worried, what are you going to do with the Rishus HaRab? Rishus HaRab, you have a real Rishus HaRab over here, that's Tezayinam, what are you going to do with the Rishus HaRab? So he says, you make a lechi mikan, v'lechi mikan. What about the rest of the city? Besides, you have a voice that open up into the Rishus HaRab. So the Tana says, why says you don't have to worry about the Mavois? So the Keren Oire says that that's the raya that Rashi had. Eir shel yochid v'nasi shel rabim. The only problem is if there's a Rishus HaRab, veres pesoich, he should be misakim the Rishus HaRab. But the Mavois do not need any tikkun whatsoever. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, lechi mikan v'lechi mikan l'roshei rishus harab. You only make a lechi roshei rishus harab. B'yorshin l'mchoy maskin ish roshei rishus harab mefoloshim. Now Rashi says, now let's go Rashi right. U'bishel rabim v'arehi shel rabim. Now what does Rashi mean? B'shel rabim was, if it started off shel rabim, v'arehi shel rabim, it still is shel rabim. Lo'ishor rabonu lohot akante. Then, this alone is not sufficient. That way you'll take care of the Rishus HaRab. The Chol Mevoyoyseh HaMefoloshim Havek Rishus HaRabim So here Rashi says, an ir shall rabim, varei shall rabim, then you have to be mesaken the mevois also. That's what Rashi says. But seems that Rashi was medaiket, the barais of Aistachai, you don't have to be mesaken the mevois, only the rishus rab. So Rashi says, because that's an ir shall yochid, benashe shall rab. But an ir shall rabim, varei shall rabim, you have to be mesaken the mevois. Now, l'chayre, there's a merdike diik of Rashi, that Rashi says, ubi shel rabim varei shel rabim. What will be shel rabim varei shel yochid? What will be the din l'gabi the bevois? So it would seem from Rashi, that even though the Mishnah says, that il shel rabim v'nasi shel yochid, that you need a shiur, and hilche shiur, they were machmer. But it would seem from Rashi that in the tikkun mevois they weren't machma, and you won't have to be misakin the mevois since now it is a ir shal yochid. L'chayr hazeh what the mevois gives him from Rashi ubishal rabim varehi shal rabim shal rabon el hotekante, and you have to be misakin the mevois also. Im kainem anachnu that's pshat in Rashi. So could be, that is what Rashi is saying here. Rashi had a kasha. Abaye, they came, the Bnei Kakunoi came to Rav Yosef, and they said, Avlon Gavra Dil Arev Lon Mosn. And Abaye was only involved about the shear. That means it seems till now they weren't carrying in this city. So this was a city without carrying. Now they called Abaye down to look at the city, and Abaye is a whole pilpul. If he can use these three houses for the shear, can use these three houses for the shear. That's all what Abaye was worried about. So it could be Rashi had a kasha, but there's other problems over here. There's a problem you have to be misakin though. If they weren't carrying till now, so they weren't carrying the whole city. So look for tusach and the mevois. You have to put l'chayayim on the mevois. You don't need to put l'chayayim on the mevois. The Gemara handles sich nicht wegen das. So could be that's what Rashi said. Rashi says, it's iru shal rabim v'nasu shal yochid havi. So memeile, so could be to be misak in the mevois. You don't have to. The only thing you have, boy is shir. So Abaye's problem was, are these three houses, these houses which are on the outskirts of the city, and the Pesach of these three houses is open to the no, could this be a shir, yes or no? That's all what Abaye was speaking about. Could be. The psiche lenar, pischeyem achoyrei ha'ir, the psochim on the back of the ir lenar, lehoyelem pesach pasuach lir. They did not have a pesach pasuach lir. So Abaye started thinking, the boy that could be, when is it considered a shir, the boy lahuvi, hanoch the mishairi motzi marvi. That a shir is only considered a shir if I could be ma'arev together with the rest of the year. And I wasn't ma'arev, so me'mele, so then that's called a shir. But if I can't be ma'arev side by side, it's not considered a shir. So me'mele, so yavi lukavi. So me'mele, he thought, I'll have to go and make windows. Then, after you have windows, the ibo have a motzi malvi. Then, since there are windows facing the ear, so they could be ma'are vutebneir. But then, vavdinu shir lemosa, then I'll make them a shir delayla avu abadai. That'll be the shir that you won't be ma'are. That'll be the shir, since they could be ma'arev, and they weren't ma'arev, so that'll be the shir. So that was mahalach number two in the das of Abaye, that you'll have to make windows. That involves throwing down the walls in order to make the windows. But that's what you have to do. Hodaroma, then Abaye is thinking, he said, loy boy, no, this chumra I just thought of, that it is only considered a shir if it is possible to be ma'arev, that's not true. Loy boy, you don't need this. Why? So remember the ma'ase. The rabbi baravue ma'arev lo lekula mechuze arsiyosa arsiyosa. Now let us look the Perish Chai. Let's remind ourselves in picture 139 Perik Beis, which is page 75. Let's look at 139 and let's look at 135. The Baal, let's look at 135 for a minute. Now, in 135, we'll see as follows, that there are a few mevois. These were different shchunis. These were shchunis azelche. We have here three shchunis. There were mevois opening up into the shchunis. And then, between the shchunis, there was peire de veiture. Peire, that's the aleph in picture 135. And these were large boires that were filled with garinim, garine tmorim for the behemoths, and these separated the shchunis. So therefore, it would be impossible for one shchune to be ma'arev with the other shchune, because they're muvdal with a cheritz, with a havdala beinei. So what did Rabbi Baravua do? So Rabbi Baravua ma'arev lo lekulam mechuze al siyosa. He made each shchune, they made an erev bazunda. They made a bazunda, an erev, each shchune bazunda. That's what he did. Now, so Abaye thought, Rabbi Baravua ma'arev lo lekulam mechuze al siyosa, mishum peire de veiture, because he could not be ma'arev the whole city, because they're separated. Because the Peire de Veiture separated one shchune from the other shchune. Peire is the chafire. Aye. So now there's a problem, but how could he do such a thing? L'chayre, we'll see that this was a Ir Shel Rabim. The Ir Shel Rabim needs a shir. So where's your shir over here? So the shir was, the chol chad v'chad avishir l'chavre. Each one was a shir l'chavre. Eses faker, that gufe. That he was ma'arev all the mevois in each shchune. And what is the shir? The shir is because the next shchune had a mezundar erev. He wasn't ma'arev the shchunes together. So each shchune had its own erev. Each shchune had its own erev. So memele, so each one was a shir from the, it's one big city of Mechuze, and in this one big city of Mechuze, so there was 25 shchunis, so there were 25, so in each one was ma'arev together, each shchunis, so you had 25 different shchunis, which were urev zebozeh, but so since you had 25, so each one was a shir for the other one, so the school there was a shir in Mechuze. That's Amaise Rav and Rabbe Varavu. So now, Abaye started thinking, if these shchunis wanted to be ma'arev one with the other, they couldn't be ma'arev one with the other, because the peire, the veiture, the ischafires, amavdu b'neim. So there's a charitz b'neim. There's a boir b'neim. So they can't be Urev one with the other. Va'afal pikein, they could be a shir one with the other. So Abaye learned from this maise that it's shayach to have a shame shir, even though it's, you can't be ma'arev it together. Oh, so he had a raya that you could use it for a shir, even though you can't be ma'arev it. Hadaroma loydom. No, it's no raya from that maise also. Hosom iboi la ruvei derech gagois. Aba vahani loy ma'avi. So let us look at picture 139. And if we look at picture 139, let us look at the upper right hand corner. The upper right hand corner we will see as follows. That over the chafire between next to the last house and the last house, there is a bridge that is being mechaber the two gagois together. So there's mechaber the two gagois together. So there were bridges that were mechaber the gagois. So Memele, so Abaye said, let me just tell you what this, how the Svasemis learns pshat in this Gemara. So the Svasemis says as follows, that even though the batim, you could not be ma'arif together, because the batim were separated by a cheritz, But the gagris, it could be marav together. There was something that was mechaba. This bridge was mechaba the gagris. So memele, so that's what Abaye said. So Abaye said over there that they made a shear one shchune from the other is because it was possible to be ma'arev the gagris together. And since a memela so it's a bari ruvi al kaponim on the gagis, and they were mishaya that they were not ma'ariv the gagis, so memela that has a teirishir. If that has a teirishir, so memela, so that's why it is a teirishir, because it's a bari ruvi. But it's no rai, but in our case, if you won't make the windows, so teirtak alav bari ruvi, so memela, so it could be doesn't have a teirishir. Hilkach navdin kavi. So we have to go and make windows. So that is the vial, the maskone of Abaye, that we have to go now and make windows. It's not raya from the maise of Rav Baravu. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Al siyoso, that he made shchunis, lehoyu ma'arvin kol ha'ir ka'achas. Peire de Veituri, Sarashi says, Gumo Gedoilo, this was a large hole, Shematzniim Shom Garine Tmorim, Lamachal Behime, Voye Oison Gumois Mavdilois Beina Shchunois Mitachas. This was Mavdil Beina Shchunois. So Memele, so therefore they couldn't be Ma'arev one Shchuna with the other Shchuna. Ubachol shchune hoyo mevois harbe. Each shchune had a lot of mevois. Uma'arvin yachat. In the mevois were ma'arvin yachat. Uloi hoyo misaknin lo lechoyayim. They weren't misakin lechoyayim in these mevois. Mishum, the ear shall rabim, Vinasis shall yochit have you. Now, the way I had said before, so this Rashi would be moiridik. Rashi is thus telling us what Rabbi Baravua did. Rabbi Baravua was ma'arev lo lekulam mechuz al siyosa. We have to understand that, first of all, Rashi says that Mechuzah was a ir shel rabim benasis shel yochid. That's what Rashi says. Agavuchi, yesterday we heard that Taisa said nitazoi. Taisa says on Daphnan Tesamet Beis, Chemashma lekam, Taisa de Masma le Shabbat lo Shiv, Chemashma lekam, Gabi Mechuzah. Taisa clears a shayla of an ir shel rabim varei shel rabim of a shir helps. Taisvis learns that Mechuzah was an ir shel rabim varei shel rabim. Rashi, for some reason, learns that it's an ir shel rabim v'hois or shel yochid. Here we have a machlekes klo Rashi and Taisvis. And Rashi says, "V'loihoyu misaknim lo lechayayim." That means because the Gemara does not speak at all. But Rabbi Baravu at the moment only speaks ma'arav lo lekula mechuz al siyosa. That let me explain one more nikud over here. The Mefarshim explain how did this come about. Mechuz was an ir shel rabim. Rashi says v'nasu shel yochid. So what happened? V'nasu shel yochid. V'nasu shel yochid was that because of these chafiris, that means without these chafiris, the whole mechuzah was a nir shel rabin. The chafiris made that it separated the bezunder shchunis. Now each one is upketel from the other. So now each shchune is nasi shel yochid. It's an ir shel rabin. V'nasi shel yochid. The chafiris made each shchune a bezunder mokim because it's mubdul from the other shchunis. That's v'nasi shel yochid. That's L'cheira Rashi learned. And what did he do? What did Rabbi Baravua do? Rabbi Baravua was only Ma'arivlu. He said each shchuna should make their own Erev. And it didn't say anything about making tikkunim l'chayayin and the mevois. So the way we had mentioned before, could be this is Pshat and Rashi. See, the Mashal did not learn like this, but this could be pshat in this shtickel over here. And each one was a shir lechavrei. That means lechayre need a shir since it was shal rab. The eloi havi shir zuktrashi, and that only was the raya to Abaye, that it's considered a shir even though you can't be ma'arev. The eloi havi shir, if you will say that you cannot make one a shir for the other because you can't be ma'arev together. Zukt Rashi, heichi motzi la'arvi mevois harbe shabachol shchune yachad. How was he able to be me'arev all the mevois shabachol shchune yachad? The bachol is a peshver, and my gemara have a girsa b'toiras. B'toiras il shal rabim v'nasi shal yochid. How was he, if it is not considered a shir, kol chad v'chad bam peinav sheiboy eruvi, each mavui needs its own erev. If you will say that you can't use the other shchune as a shir for this shchune, so then kol chad v'chad bam peinav sheiboy eruvi. So each mavui in the shchune would need its own erev als a shir. Now, I don't understand what Rashi is saying. Why do you need, I feel we will assume that you can't use the other shchunes to be a shir for this shchune, but why do you have to be ma'arev each mavui bifnei atzma? You have four mavois in a shchune, so be ma'arev three mavois together and one will be a shir. Why do you, I don't understand what Rashi says, that if you'll say that a shchune cannot be a shir, since you can't be ma'arev, the eloi havi shir, hey, chimotzi la'avi mu'vois har, beishem echol shchune yachad, how could he be ma'arev all the mu'vois? Since this is an ir shal rabim nasa shal yochid, kol chad v'chad bampinam shibu yeruvi, so I don't understand why. Someone wanted to say, maybe it'll be a guy's in Rashi, kol chad v'chad bampinav shiboy shiurei. That would be nice. That each shchune needs a shir. Not each movi needs an erev. No, each shchune needs a shir, but like the Ritva says also like Rashi. That kol chad v'chad bampinav shiboy yiruvei, that if the other shchune is not a shir, so then you'd have to have each movi should be bazunda. So that I don't understand. And then Rashi says, Uboi lechi v'koire kechol ayore shal rab. Now Rashi all of a sudden comes in with a lechi v'koire. So let us see the marsho, how the marsho loim shat in Rashi. How the lechi v'koire comes in over here. So the marsho says, and he says, pshat in the friedike Rashi, the friedike chelik of Rashi, v'lo yeh mesaknim lo lechayayim, mishum de'ir shal rab. Rotzoloimah. Zuk the marsha azay. The vadai beir shel yochid. The ma'arvin kula. If you have an ir shel yochid, the ma'arvin kula. So it's one big city, one big chotzer. Rashi had said in the Mishnah, leiboy tikin lemevoyis. You don't have to be misakin any of the mevoyis. You have an ir shel yochid. An ir shel yochid means you don't have a real rishus harabim according to Rashi to begin with. And so it's called one big chotzer. Leiboy tikin lemevois. The chechodihi. It's one big chotzer. Masha einkein beir shal rab. If you have an ir shal rab, that means an ir shal rab, we have already shishim ribuy according to Rashi. So we have a semblance already of a rishus rab. Is kiven the boy shir. Since we need a shir already. Boy tikun lechi bahu shiura. So to Marsha, so since you have to be Mishaya, so Memela Bahishi Yure, that what you're Mishaya, you have to put a lechi. The Movui, that you're Mishaya, you have to put a lechi there. The Leila Osri Adodi. So that's what the Marsha means, like we had mentioned 2 days ago, when the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, like it's supposed to be Milui Lamokim Osala. So memele, so you would zichen need, and the movi that you're mishayu zichen need alechi, the lelesre yadodi. Miu, hocho, techo, shchuno, shchuno moreves bapei napsho. But since the Rabbi Bavua made in Mechuzah that each shchune was ma'urev, the whole shchune was ma'urev, so didn't need a shear. This was a shear for the chavote. So we came in the mavdo b'nei magume. So l'gabi the chavote, there's no problem of poritz b'milui ledova lemokim osolai because there's a mechitza that's mavdo b'nei. The gumes are mavdo. Loi osri shchun es adodi. V'chol shchun em areves kechode ba'ap enamshe. Loi boy tikin lechi klal. Even though it is an ir shel rabim, but you don't need a lechi. And that's the end of Rashi. But if you will say that each one is not a shir lechavotin, akoch the tzor shir b'chol shchuna ba'atzmos, then each shchuna needs to make a shir. A boy tikin, lechi, bahu shiure. Then you'll need the mokim that you're mishaya, has to have a lechi. So it shouldn't be poritz b'milui, le mokim osolo. Va'aval gav, let's see the next Rashi. Va'aval gav di boy le ruve le motzi ma'alvi. Mishum peire de mafsik. He says, L'chayre, here they couldn't be ma'ar. Ve'ein yechaylem la'alech mishchune l'shchune. Ve'ave kechit she'ben sh'tei chatzer z'min l'kamon mi'arvin sh'nai ve'ma'arvin echa. So me'mele, so that was Abaye's kasha. He says, but that was Abaye's raya. Abaye's raya was that they were ma'arev each shchune. And they use the other shchune for a shiur, so even though the other shchune cannot become a uruv atishchune, it's still good to make it a shiur. So he brought a raya from Mechuzah. The Sfas Emes asks a very interesting ha'ore over here. God, he doesn't mention it, but l'chayre, it's totally in the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So Sfas Emes learned Pshat what we mentioned before, that Mechuzah was an ir shel rabim v'nasa shel yochid. What made it shel yochid? What made it shel yochid was because the chafiris divided up, that made it, so now it's not one big city anymore. That means even though you still have your shishim ribui, but now since the city is divided up through the chafiris, so each shchuna doesn't have shishim ribui. So Abaye brought a raya. Abaye said that how could one shchune be a shir on the other shchune? You can't be ma'arev on shchune with the other. So you see that shir is not dependent in erev. Frektes vasemes could be nitazay. Rashi in the Mishnah says ir shel rabim v'nashe shel yochid. So why do you need a shir? Because we're afraid maybe it will come again a ir shel rab. That's why you need a shir. So he says, how would Mechuzah become again a Rishus Harab, a Yir Shal Rabim? Mechuzah would become again a Yir Shal Rabim if they'd fill up the Chfiris. If they would fill up the Chfiris, so then one Shchune could zikha be a Shir on the other Shchune, because then they could be Ma'arev one with the other. So the Sfas Emes wants to tie on Abaye that could be there's no Raya from Mechuzah to Abaye Shaila. Mechuzah, it was an ir shel rabim v'nasa shel yochid. So the whole reason you have to have a shir is because the Rashi says in the Mishnah, because maybe it will again become an ir shel rabim. It will again become a shus rabim. So then all the shchunas will be able to be ma'arev one with the other. So as that chash, I can zicha use now one shchuna to be a shir on the other shchuna, because when it will become shel rabim, I could be ma'arev on shchune with the other shchune, so there if I could use it now for shir. That's the Sfas Emes is ha'ore, choyes on ya'ore, the way Rashi says pshat, that it's an ir shel rabim v'nasa shel yochid. Al koponim, so that, of a koponim, Abaye brought this raya from Mechuzah. He wasn't noches to the Sfas Emes is ha'ore. So then Abaye thought, no, it's no raya. דרך גגויש, שהיו להם דיוטויס, אויברויס, מגגי שכונזו לגגי שכונזו. Those types of bridges that connected one gag to the other gag. So memele, it was possible to be ma'arev the gagois al kaponim. And so memele, so therefore, by being mishaya, the gagois of one shchune, so each one is a shir, the gagois of one shchune is a shir for the gagois of the other shchune. So where are we up to? So we're up to that it's no raya from mechuzah. So hilkich navdan kovi. So maybe you have to make windows. Hoder omar kovi nami leiboy. Then Abaye said, no, you don't need windows. Da hu beitivne. There was a base at heaven. Da havele lemar bar pupdise mi pumpedise. Veshov yeshir le pumpedise. Now he brought a raya from this beitivne. Now, what is the raya from this Beit Ivne? So, we'll see Rashi and Tosfos, could be they learned differently, but Rabbeinu Hananel and the Ritva, the Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says, now, this Beit Ivne, there was zichra a Beis Dira there. Because if there's no Beis Dira, it can't be a shir. You need a shir, a place that people live there. It can't be some say, storage house for Tevin. So what's a Beis Dira? No, so if it was a Beis Dira, so what's the raya? So what did Abaye see from this maise? So it's very interesting that the Rishonim had a different girse in our Gemara. You take out the pupit pitze, And the Gemara reads as follows: the he beitivne, the havelay lemar, mar had a beitivne, bar mi pumpedise. It was outside of pumpedise. Look at the Ben Chananel. That's the Ben Chananel's girse. Ben Chananel says, the who beitivne, the havelay lemar, bar mi pumpedise. It was outside of pumpedise. No, it was outside of pumpedise, so he couldn't be ma'arevit with pumpedise. And the aval came, they made it a shir. So the raya isn't from the beitivne. The raya is, it was bar mi pumpedise. And for that thing, they made it a shir. So b'zoisa, you see that a shir is not toloi in something that is a bari ruvi. Oma. So after this whole pilpul Abaye said, so good thing he didn't throw down the walls there, make windows, because then he could be in hot water. Before you give out a psak, make sure, just imagine what would have been if so therefore, Baruch Hashem, he figured it out that you don't, for the Hilche Shir, you don't need a Bari Ruvi. Now, the Sfas Emes seems to learn, doesn't bring down the Sritva, the Sfas Emes seems to learn that the Raya, not, well, it seems like Agisa, Lamar Bar Pupitze, so the Raya was because it was a Beis HaTeven. So a Beis HaTeven, not like the Ritva, that even though it's not a Beis Dira, it also can be a Shir, but even though it's not a Beis Dira, it can also be a Shir, so it's a Raya that they use the Beis HaTeven to be a Shir. Vamrino, Narashi says, Vamrino lekamon halochi kirab shimin leiboi nun dioirin leshir. I mean, so Narashi, so lechere, the Ivren Rashi says, Valdahu beitivne chulo, Vamrino lekamon, so lechere Rashi est akashe. Rashi est akashe, how could you make a base at heaven a shir? I lechere, Rabbi Yehuda says that you need, Il Chadosha Shabbi Yehuda Sheshbo Chamishim Diyorim. You need 50 Diyorim. So how could one base hateven, how could one base hateven be a shir? That's why Rashi is a besondere kashe. V'amrine lekam on aloche kerab shemen dleiboy nun diyoyren leshir. You don't need nun diyoyren. Now this Rashi is like very sosum. So you don't need nun diyoyren, but you need gimul chatzeres according to Rab Shimon, and two bottom and each chotzer. So how does the base of heaven get good? So the Lashon HaZov wants to say pshat that Bemis and Rab Yehuda, Rab Shimon alochik Rab Yehuda. Later the Gemara says we don't paskin like Rab Yehuda. So we paskin like Rab Shimon. So since we don't paskin like Rab Yehuda, so we'll see later, then we can paskin like Rab Yitzchak. Rab Yitzchak says bayis echad b'chotzer achas. But al kaponim, this is their medayik on this Rashi. Taisve says v'shavye shiel pumpadise. So Taisve says bahadi shiel the gimel chaserah shel shnei batim b'inan alochik Rab Shimon. Taisve says that this wasn't the only shiel. That means they used this base atevin together. You need three chatzeres and two batim and each chotzer. So this is one of the, this was mitzurev to the batim in the six batim and the three chatzeres. That's how Tais says. So the Sasema seems to learn that the raya was that a base had teven, even though it wasn't a base dire, and it's not roi le ruvi, afal pikein, it could be used as a shir. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Elim kein also chutzo lo ki ir chadosh. By ir shal rabim, you have to make the chutzo lo ki ir chadosh. Tanya, Omer Rab Yehuda, ir achas oiso bi Yehuda, ve chadosh shmo. Vo hoyu bo nun di yoyrem. There were nun di yoyrem. Anoshim ve noshim ve taf. Ubo hoyu misharim chachomim. And the Chachamim were Meshayer, that's the ear that there's a shear. That's the minimum ear. V'hi hoiso shear. Iboyu luhu chadoshemau. So the Taisus HaRosh learns Pshat as follows. Rashi doesn't say too much on the sugya. Iboyu luhu chadoshemau. The Shaila is, does a chadosha need a shir? He says, the chadosha, you weren't ma'ariv with the gedoyla. So does the chadosha, but does the chadosha mitzadatzma need a shir? Frag the gemore, what's the shayla chadosha? Ki heiche de iu havi shir le gedoyla. What's your shayla? I mean, each one is a shia from the other, just like the chadosh is a shia for the gdaila, so the gdaila is a shia for the ktana. It's a bus klaus. Elo ke'ein chadosha mahu. So the Taisus HaRosh explains that the shayla was as follows. Ke'ein chadosha means, chadosha was grad a small city, it had 50 diorim, and this was a shia for a large city. The large city was a shia for this. So you could be ma'arev the whole chadosh. What'll be the din if you'll have a small city that is the size of a chadosh, and it's not connected at all with a big city? What will the din be? So let's explain something. If you have a small city that's the size of a chadosh, so that's a ir shal yochid, so there's no shayla of shia. So one of the Rishayim Dach Smereta is, no, we're speaking about like this, that this ear was once an ear shel Rabbi, and then for some reason all the inhabitants dwindled out, and now it's an ear shel Yochin, and there's 50 diorim. So now we have a very interesting problem over here. So there's a din shir over here. You need a shir of 50 diorim. But if the whole city is 50 diorim, so what are you going to do over here? Do you need a shir? Don't you need a shir? Now, the shir will be less than 50 diorim if this, the whole city has 50 diorim. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Ke'ein chadosh omal. Rav Huna v'Rab Yehuda. Chad omal bo yishir, v'chad omal loy bo yishir. Zot Rashi. Whenever you mishair a yoris, v'yatzma yishashir liyugdoyla smuchalo. Chadosh emal, leiruvei ba'an pei nafshakulo, leimor klaus by a chadosh, ayilati mar of the whole city, beloy shir. So the Gemara says, what's the shaila? Just like this is a shir for the gdoyla, so there will be a shir for the ktan. Kain chadosh. Ir ktana achere shel nun di yoirim, ve'eino smucha legdoyla. So what'll be the din? Does that need a shir? Rab Shimon oima gimul chatzeres. Omar Rav Chome Bar Gurya Omara Halochike Rav Shimon. Now we pass now to Rav Shimon, don't need nun de yoyrem, gimel chatzeres, and beis batem is enough. Rav Yitzchak Omar Afilu Bayis Echot V'chotzer Achas. So the Gemara learned that one bayis and one chotzer, and that is sufficient. Frek the Gemara chotzer achas al kedaitor. So the Ritva says you need roi ledire. A chotzer is not a mokim that you do boy. So the chotzer is not a mokim that you do boy. So how could it be a shir? So in this the Ritva brings the raya that in order to have a shir, it has to be do boy. And that's why he says by Beit Tivne, you have to say it's speaking about that there was a base dire there. So according to the Ritva, it's very good because The raya from Beit Tivna was not Alts Beit Tivna. The raya was because it was Barmi Pumpadisa, it was outside of Pumpadisa. The way the Sfasemis learns, I don't know what the Sfasemis did with the raya of the Ritva. That in order to be a shir, it has to be Roy Ladiri. You have to be Doba. Chotzer Achas Al Kedait. So what's the difference between a Chotzer and a Beit Tivna? Ella Eimo Bayis Echot Bechotzer Achas. Now the shir is one bayis and one chotzer. Omalei Abayil Rav Yosef. Hode Rav Yitzchok Gemore Oisvor. That Rav Yitzchok said that a bayis Echot Bechotzer Achas is sufficient. Is this, does he have a Messiah of this? Oisvor, it's his own svor. Omalei Mainafke Lon Mino. What's the difference? So it's very interesting. The machlokes are showing them what's that? My nafkelo mino. So others say, "Dan lepsafaker tesvar." My nafkelo mino. We pass can let Rav Yosef. So what's the chiluk if it's a gemara isvar? The loch is like him. What's the chiluk where he got it from? Amalei gemara gemayos merte tehei. It means a member should be like a zemer. We have a member of Rabbi Yitzchak. We have to understand the makir of Rabbi Yitzchak. Is it a mesire? Is it a svore? It's a mamela. That's why shizdovos seklar. Zot Rashi, chotzer achas al kedaitor, chotzer b'loy bayis mihavadire, so you need dire. Bayis echot b'chotzer achas, Chotzer ubayichs usoicha sagi liyo ishiya. The Taisvis. Chadosh Shmo, Sefer Yeshua, Iksuve benachlas Yehuda. Gemore, Shoye loy kabole mishum tane. That means if it's a svore, so we have here Tanoim, we have here Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So he's not coming to say aloche. Come on, my nafkelon mino, klaim of a skinne lael, kerab shimmin. So what's gate meron? What Rabbi Yitzchak is saying? If Rabbi Yitzchak is saying that he has a mis, lalach, we pass can light Rabbi Shimon, mishani gemorre gemorre, mikomi yishon lalachke, veleida im gemorre isvore, even though it's not negay at all lalach. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Mi shahoyo be Mizrach. Zutrashi mishoye bemizrach besode. He was not bebeisoy. Vekidish olov shom hayoyim. See, he was not in a mokim yishu. He told his son to be ma'ariv in the opposite direction, and ma'ariv. Or b'ma'ariv, he was b'ma'ariv, v'omar livnoi ariv li b'mizrach. Shtei tazoi. And the son did that. The son made an eruvi tchumim for him in the opposite direction. Shtei tazoi. Im yesh heimenu ulebeisoi alpayim amo. If there's alpayim amo from him to his dire. Ulei ruvoi yoiser mikan. And the eruv was put in a place that's more than alpayim amo from where he's standing now. Is mutar lebeisoi v'oso le'eruvoi. So then, he hears the Hilchis Erev from the Bayis, but the Erev does not shaf him any heterim. Let us see Rashi. Uleiru v'yoysi mikan, shenosan loy ha'erev mi beisei v'holo, is mutar lebeisoi. So mutar lebeisoi, Rashi wants to tell us, does not mean he's permitted to go to the Bayis. No, mutala beisa means ledin beisoi. That he gets dine beisoi, kloima. Limnoi shvisosoi mi beisoi ki ile lo irev. That he's permitted to have hilchis shvises beisoi. That, shtetach agroisa chidish. That even though he was memane ashliach, to be ma'arev in a different market. So l'chayre, there was a gilui das from him that he doesn't want to be koine shvise bebeisoi. Afal pikein, if the erev that he was mamana the shliach is not good, so l'maisei, he gets din beisoi, muta lebeisoi, le din beisoi, he's permitted to be maine shvise from his bais. Va'osa le'eruvoi. Ledin eruvoi, he cannot be soimach on the erev. Limnoish shvisosoi me eruvoi, to be minor the shvisa from the erev. Why? The kiv and the kiddish olav hayoim rochik me eruvoi, since bishas when it became lailo, he was rochik me eruvoi. Yoise me alpayim, nimso sheine yochil lahalach velitloi, so he can't go there and be the Bishar Shekidish Yoyim, he can't be together with his Erev. Shere'ein Eruvay Koinulay El Apayim L'chol Ruach. V'kivin De'einay Erev. So since the Erev can't be Koinish Vise and Bimokim Eruvay, Havalei Shvisosay Bebeisay. So Memela says Mokim Shvise is his bias. Sherei betrum beisoi have, because he was betrum, it's alpayim from where he's now in the soda to the bites. V'av al gavdu k'minon b'shile mishay tziyu. Fektachashi, we learned, in Seifpeg mishay tziyu, di'imuk mislei bi'idoch gisa di'ilon, kom lei, there we hear that a person was boba derech. He wanted to be koinish v'ise tachas ilon. He did not specify if he meant on which side of the Ilon he wants to be kind of shvise. By the Iker shel Ilon, the side towards him, the side towards Iroi. So there it says that if the mukmislei be'idach gise, which was chutz letchumoi, so this person has nowhere where to go. Because there he wasn't kind of shvise because it's chutz letchumoi. And the old Mokim Shvisa where he was standing, he also doesn't have because he didn't want to be kind of the Shvisa. Alme. Omar Shvisosai Rochik Me Alpai Mareze Lo Yosus Mim Kaimoi. So you see claw from here that if a person wanted to be kind of Shvisa in a certain place, and he wasn't Kaina Shvisa there, so it's Fafalan. So there he wasn't Kaina Shvisa, but he's not Kaina Shvisa any other way. So he's left without a Kinyan Shvisa. So why over here, Frektor Rashi, why does he have Iroi? And for Trashi, Ani Mili Beboba Derech. There we're speaking about, what was the other alternative? The other alternative was that he should be Kaina Shvisa where he's standing now, Bederech. So Mamela, so there we say Tkiv in the Bimoka employ Nilayuchaliknis the Rochik Mapaima. Ubimokaim rag lovely have a nechalay the liknalay. That means here he also doesn't, we does echnish kein mokim to be kainish visa. So here mokim raglov he doesn't want. The mokim erev he wasn't kainish. So then we say, ain lo shvisa klal. So lefichach lo yosuz mim kainish. So therefore lo yosuz mim kainish. Avo bi oimid bebeisoim. But if a person is oimid bebeisoim, or is teich trum beisoim, ve'erev b'mokim she'ina ye'erev, yesh lo shvise b'beisoim. So then, if the erev is not chal, we say abo kaponim, so the old shvise remains. The mistome b'beisoim ne'echalele mikne b'shem ne'eruva ye'erev. That is an ichuse, if the erev is not an erev, so zicha wants to be kind of shvise b'beisoim. Kedisnan bepeirik bakel ma'arbin, gabi nizgalgul chutz letchum. Vuz nizgalgul chutz letchum, sofik maboid yoim, sofik mishachshecha, harei zech hamar gomul. So mameli zech hamar gomul, so I don't know if he's kind of shvise behiroi, or he's kind of shvise where the erev is. Aba vulek toni lo yozuz mim kaimoi, akaponim the distance between Iroi and the Erev he has. It doesn't have more than that. Shamini mino, the main Erev. If the Erev wasn't an Erev, yeshle shvise bebeisai. See, we had a thesis before also that says this yesod, that by beisai we don't say that he wants to be oiker, the mokim shvise, if the Erev won't be chal. That is, so the first case is speaking about if the Erev was put chutz letchumoi. So Mamela he has Mokim Beisai for Mokim Shvisa. Leiruvay Alpayim Amo Ule Beisai Yesa Mikan. What if it's the other way around? That the Erev is Teich Alpayim Amo Ule Beisai Yesa Mikan. Also Le Beisai Umuta Leiruvay. Zogt Rashi Also Le Beisai Lidin Beisai. Limnais mi beisei alpayim lecholul. So it's the other way around. So here, the mokim ha'erev hastes, he has the kinyan shvise of the mokim ha'erev. He doesn't have the kinyan shvise of beisei. Why not? So the Mishnah it says, why not? Because the beisei was chutz l'alpayim amot. So they state the Mishnah. Le'eruva yalpayim amo le'beisa yesa mikan, osa le'beisa emuta le'eruva. Frekt the Taisus Arosh, Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, what would be the din if the beisa would also be teich alpayim amo? So it would also be the same din. That it's osa le'beisa emuta le'eruva. If the Erev, he was koine Mokim Shvisa with the Erev, so forget, that's his Mokim Shvisa. The Mokim Shvisa is not Beisai, because the Erev was koine. So why does it have to say that the Beisai was Chutzla Paimam? So they say, it's Lavdavka, just a Shigur the Lishner from before. And others want to say, he wants to say also the Beisai, that he's not allowed to even walk to the base, but you have to know how the base is situated. But Al Kaponim, but the way Rashi says that also the base doesn't have din base, so that portion we have to say it's a shigur de lishne. Hanoisain es eruvay beibura shalir. If a person put the erev beibura shalir, zok Rashi beechad min habotim ha'omdim b'soich shivim ama v'shirai. Is loy osa veloy klum. So he didn't accomplish anything. Sharei beloy erev nami yeshle minir apayim lechol ruach. Vechol heir loy ka'arba amais. So what did he do? What did he accomplish anything? Ibur ishir is like the year. And memeles, and you start counting after the ibur ishir year. So memeles, so he didn't accomplish anything. Nos nechutz letchum afilo ama achas. Ma sheniska hum afsid. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Nos noi chutz letchum. Meforish b'gmod does not mean chutz letchum, because chutz letchum wouldn't help anything. Nachutz li'ibura shaliyah. He put it outside of the ibura shaliyah. So if it's outside of the ibura shaliyah, so it's accomplishing something. Is memele, is mashe niska, whatever he's going to gain in one ruach, who mafsid, he loses in the other ruach. Mashe niska l'ruach zeh, nifsad l'ruach shekenegda. So he's going to lose on the opposite ruach. Shereimone min ha'erev alpayim l'chol ruach. He gets alpayim from the erev l'chol ruach. Ve'im nosnoi b'soif elef l'mizor. If he put it b'soif elef l'mizor, it means elef ame from the ear, he put the erev. Nimtso shekolois alpayim shel mizrach b'soif gimel alofim l'ir. So now his alpayim l'mizrach is 3,000 ames from the ear. What did he gain? V'nistaker elef. So he gained 1,000 amis, because without the Erev, he would only have 2,000 from the year. Now he has 3,000 from the year. Alpayim shel amo, shel mairev. Now, if the alpayim shel mairev kolos b'soif elev, alpayim shel mairev kolos b'soif elev shel mairev ha'ir. So memele, so the alpayim of Meirev ends the 1,000 ames from the year. The hivsit ha'elef, so he lost 1,000. I mean, so what he gained in one ruach, he lost in the other ruach. Kamash melon the ein ha'ir oyla loy min ha'chesh ben alpayim shamar velakulo kedalad ames. So the Mishnah is telling us that the ear does not go into the cheshbon, because if the ear would go into the cheshbon, so he'd lose more than he gained. That means he gained elef amis, and he lost 2,000 amis on the other side. So the Mishnah is telling us that the ear is oyle, the ear is a din of dalad amis, so memele he only lost elef amis.